Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello, everyone. David Creel again with my friend Jules from North Carolina, who's wearing a bright yellow hoodie because she's sunshiny today. How are you today?
I'm absolutely fabulous. I'm fabulous. And yes, I have a lot of sunshine.
Awesome. So, like we kind of talked about, if you don't mind, we'll jump right into it. Does that sound all right?
That sounds perfect to me.
Okay, so if you could get the answer to one question, what would you ask?
One question. I love helping children. I love being an advocate for children.
It seems like they're non-judgmental and they just love my energy.
But I am a parent coach. And so I jump and
I get parents that come at me with a lot of issues. And so once they want the answers or the solutions or let's get down to, you know,
the nitty gritty, they never want to hear anything or invest in themselves. They want to get it all for free. And that's not how it works. I mean, insurance pays for therapy. I am a coach. So I can't give you everything or all that you are looking for or hold your hand through the journey. I need to pay my bills too. So that's where I'm getting a lot of hit back. It's like, I want you to help me, but I don't want to pay for your help.
And whenever you, is this after you've kind of got the pain, figured out what the real issue is, and then you've stated your fee and they're like, no, like I'm good?
Well, you know, that's just a lot for me. And is there any way that you can give it to me for half price or, you know, just, you know, but the clients that I do have, once they get the information and once we work together and we speak to each other
once a week
for 8 weeks, they want to hire me again. It's like, I can't
do this without holding hands.
Let's do this
again. And I just
need the parent to just say, okay, I'm going to invest in myself. I know I'm going to have to do some work. Because nothing is like a magic wand. It doesn't, you know, just
fix itself. So that's
where I'm getting. I can give the message, but people are not willing to sit down and basically listen or pay for the information or the journey that they have to take.
You charge per session or a package?
It's a package.
Okay. That's very good. Okay. And have you noticed that the people who want everything for free, have you noticed that if you did help them, they're not going to listen anyway?
It's pretty, you know, I've gotten to that point where, you know, yeah, I'm just going to answer the question. Yes.
And so
what I did was, as a business owner, I narrowed down my niche because I wanted to help all parents, any parents
that had infants, toddlers. I mean,
and they're having big problems with temper tantrums and
stuff like that. I could help you.
Calm your child down within 3 minutes of a temper tantrum without bribing, without hitting, without that violent communication. And I'm here to say, but you got to listen. You got to put in the work. So I narrowed down my niche to mothers, parents with toddlers with autistic or Down syndrome. And that little avatar, like I said, I want to help everybody, but you're right. They don't want to listen. Not the ones. I said, you know what?
Let me focus on
high ticketed clients. I'll come back and go back to where I came from. And that is the ones that need the most help, where I used to be. And I'll bring them when I can get a grant or a scholarship or something like that. But like I said, I got bills to pay too. So all the stuff that I invested in my
experience, I got over 20 years experience. So yeah. I can't keep giving that away for free.
I am worth what I'm asking for, and maybe even more.
Right. And I also have a pressure washing business as well.
Okay.
And I always keep track of when I do it and how much I charge the person. And the last time somebody asked me, because I keep records, I charged her $200.
Okay.
And she said, you went up. I said, no. I said, on this ad, it for $200. On this ad, it for $200. On this ad, it for $200. And on this ad, it for $200. And she said, can you do it for less? And I said, no, but I'd be happy to do it for more.
Ew. Wow. And how did she respond to that?
Like, she said, why don't we do it for 200? I said, that's a great idea.
You know what? I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow. Just that easy. See, my problem is, and I'm going to tell you my problem is, I love helping people so much that it
eats me alive. It eats me alive
because I don't like to see people suffer. Right. And I don't like to see people's children
being taken away or they
be on their tablets and not having that connection with their parent.
And
to where it's just like, okay, well, you know, but I have to stand strong in my belief. And you're right, Dave. I can do it for more. So why not just take my price? Because, I mean, you're going to get a bang for your buck. You know, you're going to get a lot of tension out because I allow you to talk. Just like you're allowing me to talk, I allow you to talk. What happened this week? Let's talk about your challenges, your victories, how you could have done that different, observation of your children. And then I ask you, would you like some advice? Sure. Let's just talk about your child doesn't want to eat broccoli and they kick and scream. And what happened before that? Okay. Why don't we do it like this? Let's shave it down. Shave the broccoli down into sprinkles, sit him at the table and say, hey, would you like some sprinkles on your macaroni and cheese? Sprinkle it.
More sprinkle?
Okay. And hey, eating broccoli. You know what I'm saying? It's just different
little techniques that I can
show you the difference. You know, what happened before the child threw the bottle across the room? Well, he was getting aggravated and the toy just wouldn't go in. And did you ask him? Did he need help? Well, no, I was watching him. And, you know, I said, well, next time you tell him, mommy's here. Do you want help? No, you know, 2-year-olds think they can do everything by themselves.
And then you just say, okay, well, you know what?
If you need help, mommy's here. And then that bottle won't go across the room. But, you know, that's years of experience.
That's working
with over 60 children, you know, and you're a first time mom with 2 children. You're a first time mom with 1 child. I've helped over 60 children. over 20 years. I had my first child at 16. So that's a lot of experience that I can't keep giving away for free. That's why Parent Enhancement Program is awesome.
Right. And what you just said in your answer to my question was what you needed to hear. Sometimes they're not tired of digging yet, and you need to give them a shovel.
Ooh. Okay.
So wow. It may sound something like this. Look, you said you would like some help. We've had a conversation. You said I can help you, but clearly it's not valuable or important enough to you. So when you get done banging your head against the wall, I'm here. And then let them go.
I love it. I love it. I got you. Like you said, it's right under my nose. I just have to stick to my guns. You know what I'm saying? I just got to honor my worth. And I got to know, you know what? You are important enough, and you should value your worth.
Right. And I've heard it said like this: know your worth and then add tax.
You're awesome. Okay, I got it.
Awesome.
I got it.
Okay, well, we're at that point where we're there.
Yes, we are. Thank you so much, Dave.
Awesome. This was fun.
Yes, it was. You have a great day.
Have a great one.
All right, peace. Bye.
Awesome.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.